With inflation stumping the experts, financial markets are turbulent again this morning. I'm David Brancaccio. Stock indicators are set to open lower today. Futures for the S&P are down 2.2%. Dow futures are down 567 points, 1.8%. For the NASDAQ, they're down 2.7%. There are concerns about possible new COVID lockdowns in the capital of China, and there's the view that U.S. interest rates will have to go higher and higher still to dampen these prices we're paying. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here on this turbulent morning.
Yeah, it's all adding up to overseas markets going down as well. Major indexes in Asia fell anywhere from almost 1% to more than 3%. Europe is lower. Analysts are looking at what the Fed is going to do this week, and there are also central bank meetings in Europe and Asia. A lot of policy news potentially this week, David. Here in the U.S., Fed policymakers meet Tuesday and Wednesday. They've previously signaled half-point rate hikes for June and July, but the inflation figure last week was a new record high, 8.6% year over year. That caught a lot of people by surprise, and it showed higher prices are showing up broadly across the economy. Markets are still digesting that this morning.
Yeah, a bit indigestible. Financial question of our times, Nova. Will our central bankers speed up their rate hikes?
Right. The question of our times indeed. And you can find people arguing all sides of that question. Generally speaking, Fed policymakers like to signal ahead, avoid surprises that can roil markets. But inflation hasn't peaked, remains stubbornly high. Will the Fed signal a future 3/4 point rate hike, perhaps? If it doesn't, if it stays the course for now, some are concerned that that would not be enough to tamp down inflation. And yes, add to those questions, David, there's news of another COVID outbreak in China, this time in Beijing. More lockdowns could come, and should they occur, that could affect global demand and frustrate efforts to clear supply chains.
Yeah, Nova, thank you. The 10-year U.S. interest rate is up sharply, 3.24% for the yield on the government's 10-year note. Also, much turbulence in the cryptocurrency markets that a big lender of digital currency has stopped allowing withdrawals. Celsius Network is a quasi-bank which lets people with Bitcoin and the like deposit their money and draw loans, but no withdrawals for now. Celsius says it's doing this due to market conditions and that the move will help the company honor over time its obligations to let people have their money. Bitcoin is down another 12% at the moment, below 25,000. Back in November, it was above 65,000, so a drop of 63% in 7 months.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now let's take the economic pulse. Today, the view from a state, Arkansas. The governor, Asa Hutchinson, is a Republican who thinks his party needs to take a different tack from that of former President Donald Trump. Governor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be with you this morning.
I look at the low, low unemployment in your state, Governor, and I want to say nice job. But Tennessee has the same low percentage of jobless people. Oklahoma's unemployment rate is lower still. How much of that do you think is really you and your policies?
Well, it's part of it. Absolutely. Whenever you look at the fact that we have more people working today than pre-pandemic, that's good news, along with the fact that The wage rate is going up in Arkansas, which is important in a time of inflation. But, you know, from the standpoint of governor, what we add to this is a climate in the state of growth, of competitive tax rates, removing regulatory burdens, and recruiting industry that provides those jobs.
I mean, we just talked about the good, but of course there's terrible inflation, gas prices, food prices. I know you wish Washington approached the inflation issue differently, but isn't there anything you could do?
Well, there is. First of all, it's a real problem in Arkansas. We drive in Arkansas, and whenever you have somebody on even a good wage rate, it's being eroded by the rising fuel cost. It's also hurting our agricultural community with diesel costs going up. And so inflation is a challenge for us. Now, what can we do about that? You know, some states look at suspending the gas tax, but, you know, you don't always have a correlation between the amount of suspension of the gas tax and the price that drops. I believe it's a better policy in order to lower the taxes and adjust the payroll withholding so they can have immediate cash in their pockets now. And so that's what we're looking at, a special session to accelerate tax cuts, make them retroactive this year, and that will give some relief to those that are struggling with higher gas prices.
Okay, I got a question now about the, I don't know, you could call it the role of government in the private sector. It goes like this. We live at a time when the stakeholders of companies, customers, investors, employees, expect these companies to take a stand on the big social issues of our time. Now, Walt Disney Company did, and the governor in Florida punished Disney using tax policy. Now, in your state, it's the headquarters of no less than Walmart, and I've met the CEO there, Doug McMillon. He wants to make the world a better place when you talk to him, and if he someday didn't like Arkansas policy and were to say something out loud, would you, governor, be inclined to slap Walmart with penalties, Florida style?
No, I would not. I don't believe it's the role of government to punish private businesses because we don't like what they say or do. I think the legislation that the Florida House of Representatives and Senate passed was good, made sense to me, but let's don't punish a business because they speak out and disagree with something. That's not the role of government. I think that we should restrain government. I think we have to limit its power in terms of punishing businesses.
That is the governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, Republican. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Great to be with you today.
Hutchinson is a staunch opponent of abortion rights, and Arkansas has a law at the ready to ban nearly all abortions there if the U.S. Supreme Court strikes down Roe v. Wade in the coming weeks. Yet, Hutchinson says that the Arkansas law goes too far to limit abortions in the case of rape or incest and wants it changed. We talk about that with him and gun control in the extended version of our conversation. That'll be streamable from Marketplace.org later this morning. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.